RCs, lighted by stars, twinkling, glowing, blazing with myriad lights and colors against the night sky.
Rave Cream Shampoo's Mammoth Billboard announces another exciting evening in the world of make-believe. Grand Marquis stars Olin Soule in a hilarious comedy entitled Betty and His Wife Horace. And now a greeting from our young star, Olin Soule.
Thank you, George Stone. And on behalf of Rave Cream Shampoo, I extend a hearty welcome to you all. Most men would rather read the sports page than a cookbook. They're more interested in par for the golf course than in the number of strokes it takes to sweep an apartment. And so was Horace Hinkle, until suddenly he found himself keeping house while his wife went to work each day as the family breadwinner. But first,
with your very first Rave Cream Shampoo, just see the wonderful change in your hair. Horace Hinkle and his wife, Betty, are an average American couple. Betty keeps the house running smoothly while Horace works as a photographer to earn enough money to pay the bills. But Horace hasn't been doing so well lately, and Betty, who can always hear opportunity knocking, is leading him to what she hopes will be their long-desired pot of gold.
Betty, do you have to walk so fast? You're practically galloping.
Oh, but this is important, Horace.
Yeah, important.
Well, we can't be late or we won't get in at all. It isn't every day the do-or-die quiz show comes to town.
Yeah, fortunately. Do-or-die with Jolly Jordan.
Yes, he's a riot, Horace.
Yeah, you bet. Betty, did it ever occur to you that this is a silly idea?
Well,
I don't want to get up there on that stage in front of all those people. Oh, you go, and I'll get a haircut or something.
Oh, but it's a husband and wife program, Horace. They wouldn't pick me if I went there alone.
Well, what makes you think we'll get on the show if we do go?
Oh, that's easy. You just have to look eager.
Oh, look eager.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, you look eager. I don't feel eager. I feel like
Horace, you're not showing the right attitude. You know how much we need money.
Sure, but there must be an easier way.
What could be easier? We simply answer a question, and presto, we get money for it.
Mm.
Oh, here we are, Horace. Now, come on.
Yes, I'm sorry. The device invented for looking through the thick steel and concrete side of a skyscraper isn't an X-ray. It's a window. Jolly Jordan got you there, but here's $200, an electric hairbrush, a Shetland pony, and two steamer tickets to the Riviera in southern France. And better luck next time.
Oh, we're next, buddy.
Yes, we're next, Horace. Now think and don't be nervous.
Well, hello.
Hello.
And what are your names?
Mr. and Mrs. Horace Hinkle.
Horace Hinkle? Well, what do you know? Mr. and Mrs. Horace Hinkle! Welcome to Do or Die with Jolly Jordan. Now, have you seen the show before?
No, we haven't.
Well, I haven't seen the show before! And where are you from?
Upper Coal Bucket, Pennsylvania.
Oh. Did you hear that, folks? From good old Upper Coal Bucket, Pennsylvania. Yes, sir, a great town! Are you visiting here, Mr. and Mrs. What was the name?
Hinkle.
Oh, yes, Hinkle.
Yes.
Here on a visit, huh?
No, this is Upper Coal Bucket, Pennsylvania.
So it is. Well, we sure get around this program. Can't tell where we are sometimes. Well, Mr. and Mrs. Hinkle, I've got a question for you. Now, you think you can answer a question?
Well, it depends on how hard it is.
Oh, that's good. Depends on how hard it is. How about you, Mr. Hinkle?
Well, I'll try it.
Great. That's all we can ask a man to do is try. Yes, sir, folks. Here's a couple that's going to try. All right, here's your question. Now, think hard. Charlie, bring that piece of sheet music over here. Thank you. There we are. Now, take a good look at it. It's a copy of Brahms' Lullaby. Now, I want you to tell me who wrote it.
Oh, dear. Irving Berlin?
Oh, sorry, Mrs. Dinkle.
Hinkle.
Yes, yes. You miss Mrs. Hinkle. Now, it's up to your husband now.
Well, repeat the question, please.
Oh, of course, glad to. It is a little tough. You're looking at this sheet music of Brown's Lullaby.
Yes.
Now, your question is, who wrote it?
Well, I don't know much about music.
Well, now your wife has already missed, Mr. Hinkle. It's up to you to save the family honor.
Well, let me see. I have heard a recording of it, I think. Was it Bing Crosby?
Sorry, it wasn't Bing Crosby. And you were looking right at the sheet music. You see, this sheet music wasn't written at all. It was printed. Well, neither of you gave the right answer, Mr. and Mrs. Hinkle. Are you ready to do or die?
Well, I guess so.
You can still win a prize, you know, but
yes,
you'll have to do anything we say. Now, are you good sports?
Well, I think so. Are we, Horace?
Oh, sure.
All right, then, all right. Now, here's your forfeit for missing your question. For one whole week, from the time you leave this studio until our program a week from tonight, you, Mrs. Hinkle, have to take over your husband's identity. His name, his job, his obligations, his business and social engagements for one whole week. And, Mr. Hinkle, you have to take over your wife. And if you do, when you come back on this program a week from tonight, I'll give you $1,000. And no fair helping each other.
But Betty, we can't.
Oh, thank you, Jolly George.
Don't mention it, my dear. By the way, Mr. Hinkle, where are you employed?
I work for myself at home.
Work for yourself? Good. And what is your business? Your wife has to take it over, you know.
I take pictures. I'm a photographer.
A photographer? Well, this should be a snap for you, Mrs. Hinkle. A snap, get it? Oh, yes, there's one thing more. Just be sure you do trade identities and really change places for the next 7 days. We're sending along a detective, Mr. Snodgrass, to live with you during that time.
To live with us?
Come on, Mr. Snodgrass.
There he is.
Hi, Mr. Snodgrass.
Hi, folks. How you doing?
Yes. Mr. Snodgrass, the detective, will see to it that Mr. and Mrs. Hinkle swap names and all the responsibilities for one whole week. Yes, that's all. You can go now. There they go, Mr. and Mrs. Hinkle. But Mrs. Hinkle is now Mr. Hinkle. And Mr. Hinkle, Mrs. Hinkle. We'll see you two next week. We'll be waiting with $1,000.
Horace.
Yes, Betty.
I'm sorry I didn't show more interest in the radio show last night.
Oh, that's all right, dear.
I didn't know we could win $1,000. Boy, this will be the easiest money we ever made.
That's what I was telling you.
Sure, all we have to do is sort of hide out here in the house for a week where nobody sees it.
Uh-huh.
Put on our act for each other. And...
of course, nothing to it.
Yeah, we're going to have to be careful, though, not to make a slip in front of Mr. Snodgrass.
Oh, if we do, we lose our $1,000.
Yeah.
Oh, Betty. Hmm? Betty, what's that noise on the back porch?
I don't know. Let's have a look.
Snodgrass. Oh, good morning, Mrs. Hinkle.
Well, good morning, but what are you doing in the icebox?
I'm hungry.
Oh, why, Betty, you forgot all about Mr. Snodgrass's breakfast.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, well, Jolly Jordan said he'd have to live with us, but he didn't say anything about feeding him.
Well, darling, he has to live.
Why?
Huh?
So we can have strength enough at the end of the week to say we kept our bargain, I guess.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Hinkle.
I knew there was some reason.
Well, honey, what do you do next in the morning?
Yeah, Mr. Hinkle!
That?
What do you do about her?
I talk to her. That's Mrs. Schultz next door.
Nice. She sounds like an owl with a collie.
Better go talk to her, dear.
How can I get away with that?
She's nearsighted. She won't know the difference.
Well, for $1,000, just call me Gabby.
Come over to the bench,
Mrs. Hinkle.
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Schultz.
Oh, my dear, you have a cold, haven't you?
Yeah, I guess I got uncovered last night.
Well, you must take care of yourself, Mrs. Hinkle. I'm sure that helpless husband of yours wouldn't do anything for you if you took sick.
Oh, no, he isn't so bad. When you got to know him.
Well, of course, if I got to know him better.
Well, I don't think you will.
You dear girl, you. My, those slacks are becoming to you.
Thank you. That gunny sack looks good on you, too.
Oh, you... Of course, I never have quite considered you the type for slacks.
Oh, now, I don't know.
Oh, hiya.
Oh, we were just saying such nice things about you.
Well, thank you very much, but I'm Mr. Snodgrass.
Oh, what? Well.
I can't let Mrs. Hinkle here out of my sight.
Why, you lucky girl, Betty. I didn't know.
Oh, just a friend.
Oh, of course. I understand.
Yeah. Yes, I'm sure you do. Surprise, Mrs. Schultz.
Oh, not particularly. Isn't your husband home?
Well, to tell the truth, Mrs. Schultz, I sometimes find it easy to forget I have a husband.
Oh, you're afraid, my dear. You know, just sweet us girls, I wouldn't mind if my husband were away oftener.
Hmm.
Have you noticed the new bread man?
No. Hey, I must go watch for him right now. Bye-bye, Mrs. Schultz. Come along, Frankie.
Bye-bye, Mrs. Hinkle. And if you're not really a selfish little girl, maybe you'll send this kid not dead over sometime with a couple...
Is that how you spend your time in the morning, talking to that old bat?
Oh, Mrs. Schultz is very important in my club.
Club, bat, what's the difference? You can have her.
She's yours this week, dear.
Thanks. I wonder if she'll keep till Halloween. By the way, how are things here in my office?
Oh, fine, fine. If I could just find your camera.
Yeah, well, there's no use looking under the blotter. It's that unidentified object there you're using for a bookend.
Oh. Well, anyway, I know more about this business than you think I do. I invented something this morning.
Oh, this will be good.
Well, you can laugh if you want to. But, you know, all the pictures I've ever seen were black on white paper.
Well?
Well, I made one white on black.
That's a negative.
Oh, are you positive?
Oh.
Phone, dear.
Yes, yes, I know. Hello, Hinkle Photographers. Just a minute. It's for me, dear.
Oh, thank you. Mr. Hinkle speaking. Take pictures at the Caribou Convention? Tomorrow at 3? Oh, of course. Of course, thank you. Goodbye. Darling, it's a job.
The Caribou Convention?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big wing ding. 3 o'clock tomorrow, huh? I'll be there.
Oh, no, you won't, Betty. Mr. Hinkle will be there.
Mr. Her?
Yeah.
Don't be silly. She can't. She's a woman.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Now, well, quit noticing it. Look, honey, you can't go there. That's a stag affair. They... Well, they even...
They sure do.
Besides, you don't know anything about taking pictures.
Oh, you're just making it sound hard.
Oh, you think so? What equipment would you take?
Now, Betty, do I tell you how to run your business?
This is my business.
Oh, not this week, darling. And besides, tomorrow at 3, you have to read my report to the Woman's Club.
The curtain falls on Act 1 of Betty and His Wife, Horace. Act 2 follows in just a moment.
Blonde, brunette, red hair, or white, Rave Cream Shampoo plays no favorites when it comes to bringing out natural color in your hair, color you never dreamed was there. Yes, with your very first Rave Cream Shampoo, you'll see Rave uncover colorful, bewitching new beauty. Gleaming champagne tones in blonde hair, touches of tawny sherry in brown, hints of midnight blue in hair that's raven black. With red hair, Rave brings out bright catchlights of burnished copper and gold. And with white hair, Rave is wonderful. Never leaves it looking yellowish and discolored, but radiant with blue diamond whiteness. Not a dye, not a tint, not a soap. Rave is the cream shampoo for color and gleam. For a lovelier you, uncover new natural color in your hair with Rave Cream Shampoo. Get Rave, R-A-Y-V-E, sensational Rave Cream Shampoo. At all drug, department, and 10-cent stores. Handy tube that can't tip, spill, or shatter, just 60 cents. Large economy size, $1. Of ready money, Horace Hinkle and Gordon's quiz program, and lost. As a consequence, and in order to win a prize of $1,000, they've had to change places and identities for 1 week. So Horace has become Betty, the housewife, and Betty has become Horace, the man of the family. And just to be sure they keep up the pretense for 7 days, Jolly Jordan has sent along Snodgrass, the detective, to live with him. And as our second act opens, Horace, that is, Betty, is unhappily involved in a complicated ritual known as the family washing.
Snodgrass.
Oh, Mrs. Hinkle, have you finished your washing already?
Never mind that. Where's my husband?
Horace? Getting...
Did you want me, dear?
Well, I want somebody.
Oh.
Couldn't somebody around here tell me not to soak my white shirts in the colored socks?
Oh! Those are clever.
Yeah, they look like Easter eggs.
Well, maybe I invented something.
Mmm, what's that I smell burning, dear?
Well, the iron got a little hot. You know, your nylon...
Oh, you didn't press them.
Well, that isn't what you smell, so don't worry. Snodgrass's celluloid collar just blew up. Who's that honking? Can you see?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Mr. Schultz.
Oh, and her hot rod. Uh-huh. Well, don't keep her waiting.
Yeah, don't you keep her waiting, dear. She's waiting to take you to the woman's club to read my report.
Oh, no. Now, that's one thing I won't do.
Uh-uh. Do I understand, Mrs. Hinkle, that you are giving up the $1,000?
And we girls gathered here are agreed, I think, that we must resist the domination of the male in our homes. And in, as wives and mothers. To do this, we must, of course, hold both the respect and affection of the men in our lives. So, in order to achieve our goal, we girls must do all we can to retain our youthful contours. Especially... that concludes the report on the woman's place in the home today. Mrs. Betty Hinkle, chairman. Now, if you'll excuse me, Mrs. Schultz, I'd like to get out of here.
In a moment, my dear. Goodbye, girls. Bye. I have a little surprise for you. On behalf of the Women's Club, I wish, as president, to show our appreciation to the speaker by appointing her chairman of the sewing committee.
Oh, no. You mean she hasn't come home yet, Snodgrass? She's still at that caribou convention?
I ain't seen your husband at all, Mrs. Hinkle. I've been very lonesome.
Oh, that poor kid slaving away up there. I wish I knew what she was doing.
Now, hold it, fellas. I'm going to push the 7 ball in the side pocket.
Oh, nice shot, Horace.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, who's the lady friend, Eddie? And what's a woman doing at a stag party? Beats me, Charlie. All I know is she registered as Mr. Hinkle and calls herself Horace.
That's good enough for me.
I get it, you old dog. You don't ask questions. You just have fun.
Well, here goes.
Hey, look at that. Play Horace a strike.
Oh, gosh, I didn't know bowling was such a rough game, Eddie.
It isn't, Horace, if you let go of the ball.
Hey, Eddie, over here. Here's a game Horace will like. Poker.
Oh, don't you dare, Eddie. I'm ticklish. Betty. Oh, Betty.
What is it?
Oh, where are you, dear?
In the kitchen. Where else? Where have you been? It's 11 o'clock at night. Surely it didn't take all this time to snap those caribou convention pictures.
You two eaten already?
Already?
Uh-huh.
I kept everything hot for you till it burned up. Snodgrass has just eaten a dinner he'll never forget as long as he lives.
Which I don't think will be very long.
Well, haven't you had your dinner yet? I gave you money for it in case you weren't through in time to come home.
Well, no, I haven't had dinner, dear.
Well, what did you do with the money?
Well, I...
How could you spend any money at a caribou stag party?
Well, dear, does three of a kind really beat two pairs?
Oh.
Now, you...
Now, Horace?
Well, don't snap at me. You stay out till all hours playing cards. I don't see why I can't.
But those were men.
Well, you play with men.
Oh.
Oh, dear, I'll get it.
Okay. Here, Snodgrass, take the apron and finish wiping these dishes.
With the apron?
No, stupid, with the towel.
Oh.
Don't complain or I won't make your bed anymore.
Oh, I didn't want this assignment in the first place. I wanted to chase Criminal.
Oh, dear, that was the telegraph company.
So?
My mother's arriving by plane for a visit.
Oh, no.
You mean I've got to meet her for the first time tonight?
Well, she doesn't know exactly when. It depends on the flying weather.
Oh, why couldn't it be next week? As it is, we'll have to go right on with our act.
Well, we can explain to her.
I hope so. Oh, now what?
Oh, maybe that's Mother now.
Well, let's go see. And I said this would be the easiest money we ever made.
Well, hello, 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 everybody.
Oh, you.
How is everything going with my happy little Hinkle?
Well, hello, Jolly Jordan.
Well, this happy little Hinkle is bushed.
Oh, sorry it's so late, folks, but I had to talk to you right away.
Well, won't you come in, Jolly?
Don't mind if I do, Horace. I'll come in, Jolly, and go out, Jolly.
Oh, brother, how jolly can you get?
Betty.
Yes.
I'm going to make you two the most talked about couple in America.
Oh, that's good, isn't it, dear?
Oh, you bet.
You'll be a symbol of marital understanding in the home. A husband and wife who've traded places, learned to appreciate each other's problems, who have made mutual understanding work.
Like $1,000.
Everybody from coast to coast will know the faces of Horace and Betty Hinkle.
Yeah, and won't know which is which. What do we do?
First of all, I've got to have publicity pictures. My photographer will be here any minute, so let's get a shot ready for him.
Oh, shall I pour?
Not that kind of a shot. Nobody needs a picture.
I've got a great idea for the first one.
Well, whatever you say, Mr. Jordan.
Mrs. Hinkle.
Yes.
May I call you Betty?
Oh, by all means. No use being formal.
Betty, I want you to put on this apron and dust cap.
Right.
First of all, I want a picture of you doing your housework.
My... Okay. Here, tie this thing in the back, will you, dear?
And you better tuck his hair in the cap. That way he looks like a witch. Here's a broom.
What do you want me to do, ride it?
Oh, that's good, ride it. You scream. Just try sweeping the carpet with it.
All right, anything you say.
Oh, that's terrific, terrific. Now, just hold it just like that. That's probably my photographer now.
Well, I'll let him in. Oh, my daughter, my darling, Mother.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Come right in, Mother.
Well, who are all these people, dear?
Well, Mother, this is Mr. Snodgrass. He's a detective.
A detective?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my child, what have you done?
Oh, nothing, Mother. He's just a friend of ours. And this is Jolly Jordan. He's on the radio. Mr. Jordan, this is my mother, Mrs. Brown.
Well, step right up close, Mrs. Brown. Don't be nervous. Speak right up.
How do you do?
And, Mother, you haven't met...
Why, dear, I didn't know you had a maid.
Hmm.
Oh, it isn't a maid, Mother. I'd like you to meet my wife.
Your wife? Huh?
That's right. Hello, Mother.
What's going on around here?
Oh, Mother, can't you see it's a man?
Oh, for goodness sake, playing jokes on your poor old mother.
We had her going for a minute, didn't we?
It's your husband, Horace, isn't it, dear?
Of course that's my husband, Horace.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, Mother, surely you've heard. This week I'm Horace and he's Betty.
That's all there is to it, Mrs. Brown.
This week you're... And he's... Now, you just sit there a moment, Mother, and Betty and I'll explain everything.
Betty and you... No. No.
She's Horace.
Why, you stop that. You're just confusing my mother.
Let's get on here, folks. Horace.
What is it?
Yeah, put on Snodgrass's hat. And here's a nice fresh cigar to chew on. Now, look, Mrs. Light.
Horace, no, no.
Oh, great, great. That'll do it.
Now, you people listen to
now,
me.
Now, Mother, don't excite yourself.
I've had all of this. I can stand it. This is a madhouse.
Oh, it's all the way you look at it, Mother.
Now, you stay out of this, Betty. Horace. I'm leaving this house this minute, and I'll never set foot in it again.
Now, see what you've done, you.
Me?
Yes, you. You're driving my mother out of our house.
I'm driving her out.
And I don't blame her for going. She's right. If you and I have to act like screwballs to make a living, Horace Hinkle, I'm leaving, too.
Yes.
Come into my bedroom, Mother, while I say.
Oh, she said it, she said it, she said
you
Horace.
You realize what you've done. You called me Horace Hinkle, and Mr. Jordan heard you.
I certainly did.
I don't care, do you hear?
Betty, you just lost us $1,000.
Horace, you've just lost yourself a wife. Come on, Mother.
Well, I guess I might as well pack, too, Mr. Hinkle. You won't be needing me no more.
No, go on, chase your criminals. Go find out who killed Cock Robin.
Cock Robin?
Yes, and now, Jolly Jordan, just you and I.
Now, Mr. Hinkle, don't be impulsive. Put down that broom.
Everything was going fine, and you have to turn my house into a squirrel cage in front of my mother-in-law. So I lose $1,000 and my wife, too.
But $1,000 doesn't matter, Mr. Hinkle.
Well, my wife matters.
And you'd better get her back, too. That's all I have to say.
What do you mean by that?
Because it's my last week on the air. I'm taking a vacation. And starting next week, the summer replacement show will be broadcast right from this house.
From this house?
Yes, sir. The greatest new idea in radio. A natural. You folks will be a sensation. The happy Hinkles at home. Betty and his wife, Horace.
You don't mean it. You're kidding.
You think so? Take a look at this contract. $5,000 a week.
$5,000? Oh, good night. Betty. Betty, darling.
You can't come in.
Betty, dearest. Betty! Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're glad you enjoyed tonight's play. And next week, we'll be back with another comedy of love and laughter. You know, there's nothing like a quiet vacation in the country. At least, that's what Marjorie Gaylord thought until she walked into her house in the woods and found a handsome stranger wearing a sheet and claiming he had just fallen from the sky. I know you won't want to miss The Unexpected Guest. So why not join us next week when Rave Cream Shampoo will again present Grand Marquis.
Original play, Betty and His Wife Horace, was written by Gene Clark and produced by Norman Falcon. Olin Soule played Horace, and Muriel Bremner was heard in the role of Betty. The orchestra was conducted by Joseph Colicchio, with original music composed by Emil Soderstrom. Be with us again next week when Grand Marquis will again blaze with light and color high in the gay airwaves, inviting you to join our audience for a performance of The Unexpected Guest. When a wise girl starts on vacation, she packs a wardrobe to make a man look twice. But to turn those looks into romance, it's wise to pack Yankee Clover, too. Captivating Yankee Clover. Romantic fragrance by Richard Hudnut. After your bath, you'll love Yankee Clover toilet water, smoothed on top to toe for its cool freshness and its all-day whisper of fragrance. And when dressed, never forget a glamorous touch of enchanting Yankee Clover perfume. Here, there, wherever its magic counts most. Every day, every way, add Yankee Clover's allure to your own and see how romantic.